This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill was already passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday. When the House reassembled post-lunch, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, moved the bill. Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said that 7 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill. Moving the bill, Dr. Jitendra Singh said this bill is a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to safeguard the welfare of students and youth of the country. He said under the new legislation, the investigation must be completed within 2 months and trial within 3 months after filing the charge sheet. Dr. Singh said the paper leaks are a serious issue and several incidents were reported from various parts of the country in different state governments and the previous governments at the centre. Initiating the discussion, Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said the government has made only cosmetic changes in the new bill and the proposed amendments will not be effective to curb malpractices in the public examinations. He said, though the Congress supports the proposed bill, but it lacks very stringent provisions to ensure transparent and paper leak-free examinations. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3:30 p.m. following opposition uproar over alleged police action during students' protest over NET paper leak issue. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition members again started sloganeering and demanded a statement from the Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the matter. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the House till 3 p.m. When the House met for the day at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla congratulated para-athlete Dilip Kavit for winning a gold medal and Mohammed Basil for clinching the silver medal in the men's 100-meter race at the 23rd Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. On behalf of the House, Mr. Birla congratulated and extended best wishes to all players and their coaches for enhancing the nation's pride. Later, when the Speaker tried to take up the question hour, the opposition members started sloganeering over alleged police action during students' protest. Opposition MPs demanded a statement from Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the issue. Mr. Birla said question hour belongs to the members and it is the most important business. The Speaker said it was appealed to all MPs, both in the House and during the meeting of floor leaders, not to disrupt the proceedings of the House during question hour. Mr. Birla said obstructing the proceedings of the House is not in accordance with parliamentary traditions.
I have repeatedly requested all the honourable members of the House that question hour is the right of the members. It is during question hour that the government is held accountable to the House. I have made this request both in the House and during meetings with the floor leaders that the proceedings should not be disrupted during question hour. If you do not want question hour to function and instead wish to disrupt it, then the proceedings of the House are adjourned till 2 p.m.
The Supreme Court today asked the centre to preserve the ammunition log of Rapid Action Force RAF deployed at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi during students' protest over the NET paper leak issue. The Apex Court questioned one of the prayers sought in a plea seeking a complete ban on the use of metallic pellet guns to deal with law and order situations. It referred to the advisory of the Bureau of Police Research and Development and said police are empowered to use pellet guns in exceptional situations. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymala Bagchi and V. Mohana asked the Delhi government to provide the best treatment to those who suffered pellet injuries during the protest. The bench asked the centre, represented by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, to preserve the ammunition log of RAF deployed at Jantar Mantar during the protest. Polling is underway for by-elections in 3 assembly constituencies in Bihar, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. Voting is taking place for Bankipur constituency in Bihar, Manjalpur in Gujarat and Datia in Madhya Pradesh. According to the Election Commission, voter turnout was registered at 20.01% till 1 p.m. in the Bankipur assembly constituency in Patna. In Manjalpur constituency of Gujarat, voter turnout stood at 21.66%. In Datia in Madhya Pradesh, voter turnout was recorded at 48.91%. Polling will continue till 6 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert predicting very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.